Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for that very comprehensive summary of what is said about Abraham in the Bible. As you may be aware, the style of the Quran is very different from the style of the Bible. No details are mentioned, no names are mentioned. Only peaks of certain stories are mentioned as a sort of guideline, as a sort of lesson that we can learn from this role model. And Abraham is profusely mentioned in the Quran as well. And everywhere we, in every chapter which is important about giving a role model or lesson, Abraham is mentioned as a reference as well. Now, I have actually chosen three episodes mentioned in three chapters about Abraham, which summarizes some of his qualities and the attitudes of a spiritual man, from which, of course, we are told to take our lesson. Now, the first one I'm going to mention is in chapter 21, Surah Anbiya. And, of course, with some contrast with the story of the Bible, because the Quran mentions in several places that the one who broke the idols was young Abraham. Now, Surah Anbiya starts like this. Certainly, we had given Abraham his rectitude before, and we were of know of him. When he said to his father and his people, "What are these images to which you keep on clinging?" They said, "We found our fathers worshipping them." He said, "Certainly you and your fathers have been in manifest error." They said, "Are you telling the truth or are you just kidding?" He said, "Rather your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth who originated them, and I am a witness to this. By God, I will devise a stratagem against your idols after you have gone away." So he broke them into pieces, all except the biggest of them, so that they might come back to it. They said, "Whoever has done this to our gods, he is indeed a wrongdoer." They said, "We heard a young man speaking ill of them. He is called Abraham." They said, "Bring him before the people's eyes so that they may bear witness against him." They said, "Was it you who did this to our gods, O Abraham?" He said, "Rather, it was the biggest of them who did it. Ask him if they can speak." Thereat, they came to themselves and said to one another, "Indeed, it is you who are the wrongdoers." Then they hung their heads and said, "You certainly know that they cannot speak." He said, "Do you then worship besides God that which cannot cause you any benefit or harm? Fie on you and what you worship besides God. Do you not apply reason?" They said, "Burn him and help your gods if you are to do anything." We said, "O fire, be cool and safe for Abraham." They sought to outmaneuver him, but we made them the biggest losers. We delivered Abraham and Lot towards the land which we have blessed for all nations. And we gave him Isaac and Jacob as well for a grandson, and each of them we made righteous. We made them imams, guiding by our command, and we revealed to them the performance of good deeds, the maintenance of prayer, and the giving of zakat, and they used to worship us. This was the episode in Surah Anbiya, chapter 21. Now, in Surah 16, Nahl, "Indeed, Abraham was a nation obedient to God, a Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists. Grateful as he was for his blessings, he chose him, God chose him and guided him to a straight path. We gave him good in this world, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. Then we reveal to you," yes, the Prophet Muhammad, "saying, follow the creed of Abraham, a Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists." And there is an episode in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. As Abraham raised the foundation of the house with Ishmael, they prayed, "Our Lord, accept it from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Our Lord, make us submissive to you and raise from our progeny a nation submissive to you, and show us our rites of worship and turn to us clemently. Indeed, you are the all-clement, the all-merciful. Our Lord, raise amongst them an apostle from among them who should recite to them your signs and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise." And who will ever renounce Abraham's creed except one who fools himself? We certainly chose him in the present world, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, "Submit," he said, "I submit to the Lord of all the worlds." Abraham enjoined this creed upon his children, and so did Jacob, saying, "My children, God has indeed chosen this religion for you, so never die except as Muslims." Thank you.